Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We're talking this week about the subject of the liberation of forgiveness. And believe me, forgiveness is liberating. Whether we experience forgiveness from Christ, that is tremendously liberating. Or whether we choose to forgive someone who's wronged us, that also is tremendously liberating. We began yesterday by reading a portion of Scripture from Matthew 18, verse 21 through 35, and I'm not going to read that again today. But the setting there was that there was a man who owed someone a huge sum of money, and he was not able to pay it. And so he pled for forgiveness after the one that he owed the money to threatened to have him sold, his wife, his children, his family, and all that he had to pay the debt, and even that wouldn't have covered it. And that man pled and pled for forgiveness, and the one that he owed the money to forgave him the huge sum. But then that same man turned around and got a hold of a fellow servant who owed him a piddly amount of money, got him by the throat and said, "You pay me what you owe." And his servant said, "Please have mercy and I'll pay that." But he wouldn't have mercy and had him thrown into prison. And then, when that man's Lord heard what happened, he brought him into him and said, "Listen, I had mercy on you and forgave you that huge debt. You should have shown mercy to your servant. And since you didn't, now you owe me that whole debt. You pay it." And he was turned over to the tormentors till it would be paid. And then Jesus ended that parable by saying these words, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. If ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Well, we talked a bit yesterday about what does it mean to forgive. What did Jesus mean when he said we're to forgive those who wrong us? And the Greek word that I mentioned yesterday that was translated here means to, the word forgive, that was translated forgive, literally means to send away with the debt canceled. That's forgiven. That it's the same as the word remit. And that word remit and forgive, you could use either one. Webster defines remit this way: to cancel or release from the guilt or penalty or punishment or debt. I also said yesterday that forgiveness doesn't excuse others' behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. So how do we cancel or release from guilt or penalty or punishment or debt those who have wronged us? Consider with me for a moment that someone may take from you a substantial sum of money, whether on purpose or not, whether it's stolen or not, or someone could take from you some tangible asset that you have, something that's very valuable to you, and they wrongfully take it. How does that make you feel? Maybe you've experienced something like that. Or how about your reputation? I've never had anyone ruin my reputation in the community. I don't know what that's like, but I know some people have. And it's a very sad thing. It's a very painful happening. How about those who wrongfully take our reputation and destroy it? How does that make us feel? How would that make you feel? putting out a false report about you and totally destroying your reputation so that nobody would want to do business with you, and on and on. How about our rights? If someone takes some of our rights from us. I'm reminded of an account, a true account that happened a number of years ago. There was a young man and his wife were traveling one night. Their two children were in the back seat of the car, and his wife was pregnant with their third child. And out of the darkness, a young teenager, a drunk driver, hit them broadsided and instantly killed his wife and their two children in the back seat. And the young husband was left alone without his wife and children. Didn't he have a right to have an enjoyable life? To have a full life with his wife and children? Didn't he have a right to that? To enjoy those blessings, and suddenly a thoughtless, drunk teenager took those rights from him. Maybe you've had some rights taken from you too. How about your purity? There have been some boys, there have been some girls who've been robbed of their purity by other men or women. Maybe because of an uncle or a hired man or a cousin. Someone was sexually abused. Maybe you. Maybe your purity was robbed from you and you were innocent. You did nothing to bring that upon yourself. But they took that from you, it's gone, and you're scarred for the rest of your life. You bear that. Folks, these are things that happen. That's real. Or someone took your worth as a human being and made you worthless, made you feel worthless. It may have been a former preacher, a bishop, a school teacher, maybe even one of your own parents or someone in authority over you that treated you unfairly. Are you able to forgive them for what they took from you? Until we learn to forgive those who have wronged us, every time we see them, we are reminded of what they took from us. We cannot separate them. Whenever we see them, we think of what they took from us. And they're guilty. They are guilty. Remember what I said before, forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. And folks, listen, in our text, in that scripture that I read yesterday, Matthew 18, 21 to 35, Jesus calls us to forgive those who have wronged us. Okay, I can hear what you're saying, but you have no idea, Brother Roy, how badly I was treated. You have no idea to the extent of what happened to me. It's not fair. You don't understand. But Jesus does. I can't forgive myself to forgive. I can't bring myself to forgive. And you fill in the blank. And you're right. In your own strength, you cannot forgive. But listen, listen to me. God never asks us to forgive someone on our own. He readily offers us his assistance 24/7. Folks, let's learn to forgive. We're out of time here today. May God give you grace for the day. I know I've laid some heavy things on your heart, perhaps. May God's grace go with you today and give you grace to forgive those who've wronged you. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. God bless your day.